your name. I bless your name. I give you honor. I give you praise. For you are the light, the truth, the way. I bless your name. Yes, Lord Jesus, we bless your name. We bless your name. One more time, one more time, one more time. Oh, I bless your name. We lift up your name, Lord, this morning. There is no other name but the name Jesus Christ. That's the only name we know. And we lift up that name this morning, Lord. Oh, we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Oh, you deserve it. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, this morning. Thank you for another week, Lord, that, Father, you have ushered us into, O God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, truly, Lord Jesus, we bless your name this morning, because there's no other name given unto us than the name Jesus Christ, which is above all names. Father, we thank you the week that has gone. Oh, how you have kept us true, Lord Jesus, our going outs and coming ins, in all things, in our homes, in our working places. Oh, for our children, oh Lord, we say thank you. We give all the glory to you. And this morning, grace once again being so sufficient for us, it has opened another week for us. And here we are to start the week right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We bless you for this day. As we look out there, Lord, we thank you for the sunshine. We thank you for the breeze of life that is blowing. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Journey mercies from far and near. We say thank you. Now, Lord, we surrender all to you. Our Sunday school down here and upstairs, Lord. Father, you are the teacher. You are the author of your word, God. Father, as we sit at your feet, God, we want to hear your word. Deep understanding, Lord, of what, oh God, you have preserved for your bride in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we're standing, we are on the opening of the seals. But today, let's open to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2, 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Yeah. We read the third and fourth verses. Let's hear the word of God. So let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Amen. Shall we be seated? That man of sin. I think somewhere last week, Brother Wilmore was saying that he went to Carlo, and one of our sisters wanted more explanation on the white horse rider. And I think that was a very good thing, because if you don't understand anything, you just bring it out so that we all look through it again. Understand, coming from the sister, I understand why she maybe doesn't understand. And she may not be the only one, because if you weren't here when we started with the church ages, you will find it a little bit difficult to understand when you jump onto the seals, praise the Lord. And so this morning, I just want to go a little back and then bring the whole thing up again, so that as many that
don't also understand we all want to move together. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, I want to say this. It's from the Word of God. And listen closely and let that one stamp. It was Jesus that said, "The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Amen. Amen. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Praise the Lord. And so, the words also Satan will speak to you, Amen. They are spirit and they are death. Amen. Praise the Lord. Do you understand that? Amen. Jesus said, "The word that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." So when Satan also speaks to you, they are spirit and they are what? Death. Praise the Lord. So even we, whatever we say, the words that we speak, they are spirits. Praise the Lord. That's why we need to, even our children, what we speak to them, that molds them. Amen. I was saying the other day, the prophet even quoted it, that look at someone like Jezebel. Said she was born innocent, fine little girl. Praise the Lord. But the words that was spoken to her started molding her. See, she was being told to hate the children of God. See, so as she grew up, it became what? Part of her. So anything that we speak is a spirit. It builds that person. That's why every word that is spoken, which is the word of God, is a spirit and it's life. It molds you. Praise the Lord. Truly myself, I wasn't as I am now. I may not have reached where I want to be, but I am not like as I was before. Because I've been hearing the word of God and that word of God is molding me. Praise the Lord. So that's how it is. So with that in your mind, let's go on to the second thing. That any time God moves, Satan also is there. Amen. So take that also. Any time God moves, Satan is there. Satan also is moving. Yeah. Satan also brings, when God has made his own standard, yeah, Satan also raises his own standard. Amen. And his standard is always a perversion, yes, of what God had already done. Amen. Praise the Lord. You get that point also? That's the way how it is. So, let's come back to the first church, the first Pentecostal church, where the apostles were leading that church. Amen. Immediately that church started, Satan had wanted to enter through Ananias and his wife Sapphira. You see? But praise be to God, the Holy Spirit was able to pick them out. See, that was the first Pentecostal church. Satan tried to bring in a lion spirit. Praise the Lord. But the Holy Spirit picked that spirit out. And it was flushed out. Then the gospel started spreading. Amen. The gospel started spreading to Asia Minor. Brother, give me that. Started spreading all over to Asia Minor, where now we have, the churches, the seven churches. So here you see the seven churches. Praise the Lord. So the word started to spread. And then it was there, Satan, right away from the first church age, Ephesus, he was able to enter. So right from the beginning, Satan was what? In the church of Ephesus. You see, And then, as we have already heard, when Satan speaks, his spirit and his word, it is death. Amen. And so in the church of Ephesus, when Satan entered, what he started, the prophet said, the whole started like a saying, see, speaking. Started a saying, speaking. Praise the Lord. And that's what they were speaking. They were always against what God, the standard already which God has raised for his church. You see? And so that spirit is called Nicolaitan spirit. Those who weren't with us with the churches, take it closely because that's what how it goes through the seals. Praise the Lord. So that spirit is called a Nicolaitan spirit. And that Nicolaitan spirit, the meaning of Nicolaitan, the prophet said, is a Greek word, two words combined, Nikao and Laos. So Nikao means to conquer, and Lao means the laity, that's the congregation. So that spirit, the motive of that spirit was to conquer the laity. Praise the Lord. To conquer the congregation, that spirit of Satan was to conquer what? The congregation. And this conquering is talking about, it's not a physical war or battle. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's spiritual. You see, conquering, this conquering is so spiritual. That means to destroy what you hold as the truth. To destroy the truth that is in you. That's to conquer you. See, that's the Nicolaitan spirit. To take away what you are holding and then gives you a substitute. You get the point? It takes your own belief. See, it destroys your, that's the conquering he's talking about. Praise the Lord. So, the prophet said, anything that is against the teaching of Christ is antichrist. Praise the Lord. Anything that is against the teaching of Christ is what? An antichrist. And then you know anything against the word is against Christ. Amen. So, this spirit, Nicolaitan spirit, is what? It's an antichrist spirit. Because, you see, anyone who doesn't believe the existence of God is not an antichrist. Anyone who doesn't believe the existence of God is not an antichrist. He is an atheist. Amen. Amen. But the prophet said, you see, this antichrist spirit is religious. Amen. Amen. Antichrist spirit is religious. So someone who doesn't believe that there is God, doesn't believe, no, he's not an antichrist. He's an atheist. But an antichrist, he's a religious person. Praise the Lord. Who is against what? The truth. So Nicolaitan spirit is an antichrist spirit. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said here in the first seals, he said, notice, Nicolaitan, the Antichrist, you see, teaches that teaching that started, you see, the teaching of that Antichrist, the teaching started in the days of Paul against God's word. That's the church of Ephesus. Praise the Lord. He said, it was called deeds. Now take notice of this also. It was called deeds. And then it became doctrine. And then it became a standard. And then it became an unbending way. You see? See the way how gradually this whole thing started as a deed. You see? Let's take something like, see, when it starts like a saying, The standard was that, you know, the church, the first church was built upon revelation, the revelation of who Jesus Christ is. Amen. And that's what Satan wants to destroy. That's the very thing Satan wants to destroy. The revelation of who Christ is. So, you know, the saying in the church that time definitely trying to destroy that. And it is today, they are still using that same words. Amen. When you try to let someone to know the truth about baptism, that this is the revelation, he will tell you, oh, no, no, no. You see, Jesus Christ himself said, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. You see, these kind of sayings, Jesus himself said, baptize. So why we had to change it? It was Jesus himself who said, we should baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. You see, trying to bring in what? Gradually bringing in what? Dividing the whole thing to make what? Three people. You see, when you even pin them with real revelation of what it means, they will tell you, I see, after all, they are the same. That's the next thing they will tell you. They are the same. They are never the same. You see, so all this kind of what saying started. Praise the Lord. So it becomes something like a deed, deeds in the church. You see, then as the prophet said, as we go on the opening of the seals, you get to the whole thing. Then it became what? A doctrine. It became a doctrine. We will baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. At that time, many were what? Many stood by what? The old time religion. Amen. And then as the prophet said, from doctrine it went to what? A standard. See? Whilst God has made his own standard, he has also raised his own standard. So now, as we go through the seals, you see that when it became standard, that was the time, if you don't, when he went on for the red horse, if you don't, I'll kill you. You see the whole thing? Praise the Lord. So, for the benefit of those who didn't go with us through the church age, this is how it is. So now that Nicolaitan spirit, which is Antichrist spirit, is the name itself says what? To conquer the laity. Praise the Lord. And so it is this spirit that was going, conquering. Amen. And then that spirit, Antichrist spirit, he went on what? With a white horse. That's the deception. He went on with what? A white horse. That's the deception. Till today, many people that venture to interpret this very scripture, they get it wrong. Because it's not their place. They venture to a place that is not theirs. It is the place where it says at the sounding of the seventh messenger, when he begins to sound, all these mysteries will be made what? Known. Amen. So anyone who tried to bring the interpretation of this, he gets it wrong. They said it is the Holy Ghost that is on the horse. They said it's Christ that was in the horse. In the first church, is going out to what? To conquer many people for Christ. With the bow in the hand, he throws his arrow of love into the people's heart. Meanwhile, even the bow didn't talk about any arrow. You see, so now let's go to the reading of the opening of the first seal. Is it understood? So the white horse rider is an Antichrist spirit. It's a spirit that takes that white horse to deceive people. See, to conquer them not by a kind of what? Physical war, But through deception, destroying the belief, the standard of Jesus Christ, the standard Jesus has already raised, to destroy that standard. That's the conquering he's talking about here. Amen. So let's read the first seal. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. Revelation 6, 1 and 2. And I saw when the lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, and one of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Amen. That's Nicolaitan. Amen. The Antichrist spirit. Is it understood? Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay. So the prophet said, that's Nicolaitan spirit, the Antichrist. Okay. If this guy is riding a white horse, he's only an impersonator of Christ. See? Get that. The prophet said, get that. He said, just what? An impersonator of Christ. So he said, get that. Notice the rider on the white horse doesn't have any name. You see it? He hasn't got any name. Put that also in your mind, because we'll come to that place where another horse rider has a name. Amen. Amen. White horse rider. See? Here he is. He is the Antichrist. He started riding in the first church age, and he rides on down through every age. Now watch. See, watch him. Praise the Lord. See. So this Nicolaitan spirit, this Antichrist spirit, see, quickly wanted to establish itself. He knew God has chosen Jerusalem, where the first church of Pentecost started, see, to be his holy city. So as we said, Satan always, whilst God has raised his, he will also try to raise his own standard. A perversion of what? What the Lord himself has done. So the prophet said, this, Okay, let's say this. That's from it. This Antichrist was also determined to establish his own holy city and draw the attention of the world from Jerusalem, you see, to his own holy city as the head of what? The church. Praise the Lord. In fact, I call that the works of Jeroboam. We will come on that, the works of Jeroboam. He did the same thing. In the Bible, praise the Lord. You see. So the prophet said, he went forth conquering and to conquer. Where did he go? He went just to the right place. He never went to Israel. No. He went to Rome, Nicaea. You see it? So that spirit, that Antichrist spirit, on that white horse went out conquering. He went to a special place. Said he didn't go to Israel. No. That's what the prophet is saying. But he went to what? Rome. What is his motive? And we know now what Rome stands for. Praise the Lord. Also to raise another standard, as we have already heard, you see. To raise his own standard. That's the Holy Spirit, to draw the people's attention now to what? To Rome, instead of what? Jerusalem, to be what? The head of what? The church. Amen. You got it? My brother, I know, you know, I've stayed in Rome for a very long time. If you know the number of pilgrims that come to that place, that Vatican, oh my. You won't believe it. Don't underestimated. Mm. I'm telling the truth. Huge, huge. Every time the city is full, and most of the time they are all heading towards what? The Vatican. Praise the Lord. You see, we will come to that. Why we are saying all these things, we are not afraid. We will come to that. Amen. It's very interesting, the seals. Very, very interesting. You see, the prophet is a real sent from God. Because you see the scripture moving. When we come to the opening of the third seal, you see the whole thing very, very real. Right now where we are. So don't miss the opening of the seals. Praise the Lord. So he went nowhere, but he went to Rome. That's what the prophet is saying. See. And you notice, so now, if we need to put the whole thing in a nutshell, see, notice the prophet said, notice, when the Nicolaitan, the Antichrist, he had finally incarnate in a man. You see, the spirit. Huh? That's what we're saying. Anything that you hear, now he's looking for what? Someone to stand as that spirit. No more what? The kind of a spirit. Mm. Praise the Lord. So that spirit incarnate in a man. Praise the Lord. And so now as it incarnate in a man, now as we read, he was given what? A crown. The first seal. Huh? The prophet said before, okay, let's read. Then he is crowned. You see, okay, listen. Notice, when Nicolaitan, see, Antichrist, he had finally incarnate in a man. Then he is crowned. The first opening of the first seal, when he went out on the white horse with a bow, and then he was given what? A crown. That's it here. Hmm? Now he has incarnate in a man, you see. So he is crowned. When he starts off as a Nicolaitan spirit in the church, he is a spirit. You can't crown a spirit. Amen? You can't crown a spirit. When he started forth, he was what? A spirit. And you can't crown what? A spirit. But now, 300 years later, he becomes a pope. And they crowned him. The prophet was straight to the point. So I had to also read it. Amen. You see it. Now that spirit now incarnate in a man now. He's a man now. So he's what? He's crowned. So from this, Second Thessalonians that we read, he said, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that also, we've got to be very careful with falling away. Amen. And then that man of sin be revealed. That son of perdition. So that's where we are going. The seals, as we are going, is going to reveal this man of sin. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, now, 300 years later, he became a pope, and then they crowned him. He had a crown to, he had no crown to start with. When he started, he had no crown. Hmm? But he got a crown later, see? When that spirit became incarnate, see, he became a man. Nicolaitan doctrine becomes a man. Amen. Then they could crown it. They couldn't do it because he was just a doctrine. See, when he started, now he has become what? A man. So we are going now. Next week, we continue. We go to the second seal. Now, he's a man now. He's put off, he come down from the white horse. Now he takes the red horse. And you see that along the line there, as the prophet said, from the same, from deed to a doctrine, and then becomes a standard, And now when it became standard, he has authority to do whatever he wants. We will come to that. Oh, praise the Lord. Very, very revealing. In line with what the word of God. Praise the Lord. So the prophet said, for this, let's read this, this last one. The council was held, and they elected a head bishop. And then by doing this, they united both the church and the state together. Take notice of that. That's where he got the real power to do whatever he wanted to do. They united the church and the state together. Then he dropped his bow and got off the white horse. And he got on the red horse. And he can kill anybody that doesn't agree with him. Amen. So we stop here as we come to the second stage of this rider. Praise the Lord. Is it clear now? Amen. God richly bless you. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Oh, yes, it takes your own prophet, oh God, to bring all these revelation, Lord, to your bride, oh Father. Father, for us to know the time that we are living in, so that, oh God, we will always be on our post of duty. We will always know where, oh God, to receive this, your word of life, oh Lord. Father, we thank you for the Sunday school this morning. Now we want to commit the song leader, the musicians, our instruments, our lips, our heart, everything. We want to raise up your name this morning, Father, because you are worthy, Lord, to be praised. You are worthy to be worshipped, Lord. So, Father, accept our worship this morning, preparing, O God, the atmosphere to be created for your word to come in. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May God richly bless you.